T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
Everybody had a great Thanksgiving. A couple of stories to get out of the way. There's no topic here, but we like to bring you the news. Jack Dorsey has stepped down as the CEO of Twitter, effective immediately. The company announcing today he will remain on the board until at least sometime next year. Parag Agrawal, Twitter's CTO, is taking over as CEO. Okay.
Got it.
Great.
It went from bajillions of dollars to bajillions of dollars.
For the third time in 10 years, the pitch is changing ownership here in town. Carrie Media has sold the 41-year-old local alternative newspaper to a group that includes current pitch editor Brock Wilbur, his wife, Vivian Kane, and his father, Tom Wilbur, and two other local business owners. Quoting here from Brock Wilbur, announcing the sale on Saturday, it is a group of folks who thought that Kansas City would be a lesser place without the voice and presence of the pitch. I love this next sentence. The magazine will expand with more pages, more writers, more voices, more weirdos, and more of what you've always loved about our scrappy journalistic endeavor. Okay.
All right, I promised you my run, do not walk, and here it is. And Scott, I cannot wait to talk to you about this, but I need you to watch it with Kelly, okay?
You know we're knee-deep in Yellowstone.
I know, and I am late to this party, and I apologize for it, but the best thing on TV right now, bar none, is a limited series called Dope Sick, starring Michael Keaton, who you might have
he was on 60 Minutes.
Seen on 60 Minutes a couple weeks ago. Michael Keaton, it is a true story, plays a small town physician in Appalachia. The year that a privately family-owned pharmaceutical company unleashed OxyContin into the United States and the world. And the entire series is about how OxyContin was allowed at first in all of these Appalachian towns where there are very poor, uneducated miners, M-I-N-E-R-S, as in coal miners. Mm-hmm. They released it there first. The series does an incredible job of tracing the fraud, the lies, and the deceit used to get OxyContin into the mainstream market and become a multi-billion dollar industry that then started killing people in every small town in America.
So, not to say that there isn't a need for pain medicine in America, but nobody can deny that we have an opioid crisis
yes.
in the United States. What year would this have taken place roughly?
It starts in a kind of timeline between 2000 and modern day.
Okay.
And sometimes it bounces back into the 90s because it involves, Scott, the Department of Justice, who starts seeing a lot of deaths from this as prescribed. People were dying as it was prescribed. Michael Keaton, as this small town doctor in Appalachia, will win an Emmy for this role. It's absolutely incredible.
I'm fascinated by the story, but you said it's based on
how it actually happened.
Okay. why did they pick, they being big pharma or the this pharmaceutical company, why did they pick small town West Virginia, Appalachia?
Because they were poor, uneducated, and in pain. And for anyone listening, you've been into a doctor's office, right? And you look up and there's that pain chart, Scott, and there's like seven or eight faces on it, cartoon faces. And the first face is smiling. And we've all seen these pain charts.
Oh, sure. In the room.
Yes.
Yeah.
When pain started to be the big push in America that we're going to treat pain. We don't need pain. We're going to treat pain. The fraud at every single level that allowed that drug into the United States of America, people should be in prison for the rest of their lives. The FDA was involved in the fraud. The DEA knew about the fraud, the claims that were being made. There are pharmaceutical...
Well, this is quite the conspiracy theory you're spinning.
Scott, this is a true story. How did we get here? And it goes all the way back. It is a family-owned pharmaceutical company that unleashed OxyContin into the world. And if you are looking for a villain, there are several in this show. What will make you sick is the complete lack of accountability and the billions and billions and billions of dollars that these people made doing it.
Well, I've said to you for years on this program, America does not do pain well. They just don't.
But we were conditioned by this company, who conditioned the sales reps and the doctors, that this is something that we need. Pain is bad. This isn't going to be addictive. They kept saying it's non-addictive. It's non-addictive. It's non-addictive.
I sort of remember that.
Yeah. And Michael Keaton's character is going, that's impossible. It's an opioid. It's not. Well, the way we formulated it, it's a new formulation, so it's not going to be addictive. So doctors all across America start prescribing it, and then here we are. It is called Dope Sick. It will. Chris was so mad. This is not a happy go lucky, let's watch this and be jolly. You will be furious, but it's important to watch.
Okay, Dope Sick with Michael Keaton. Where does it air?
It's on Hulu. There's probably...
So you keep going to Hulu, and we don't have that.
It's probably 8 episodes, 9.
And that's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many streaming services do you have?
We got quite a few.
More than I have.
And I'll tell you this. Like, Chris needs pain medication right now.
Do you have Tubi?
No.
Oh.
He was so mad about this series. And part of that is he's not a big pain med kind of guy.
I'm not
either.
He's
like, I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it. And I go, well, you know, for major surgery, there's a place for pain medication. The place is not in Appalachia because my shoulder is sore or I've had a wisdom tooth removed.
But here, you say that, and how many times have you and I in this business read those stories where researchers have found that taking you can get hooked on opioids in 3 days.
Yes. In the beginning, Scott, this pharmaceutical company was giving out free 30-day supplies.
And you can get hooked in 3.
Yes. But they were lying. They were all lying. Everyone was lied to.
And listen, I know that there are some of you out there, we've had these discussions before years ago on the show, and man, people took me to the woodshed, but... I understand that there are some of you with chronic pain.
Yes.
Okay? And for you, I'm sure that a regimen of these sorts of painkillers is necessary for you to maintain anything resembling a quality of life.
Yep.
I get it. But there is no denying. There is no denying that in this country, we have a horrible, out-of-control opioid problem. And I'm telling you right now, short of being in excruciating, I don't want to live any more pain, I'm not taking any of it.
One thing I will tell you that is infuriating is the revolving door in Washington between those being regulated and the regulators. So that, Scott, you would have someone at the FDA say, well, I think OxyContin's fine. I agree. I don't think it's addictive. And then in 3 months' time, that person is making $500,000 a year working for the very company they used to regulate.
It's
exactly like the lobbyists do.
But once they realize, I don't know if this show Dope Sick gets into it.
It does.
Once they realized the addictive quality, because I can still remember, I judge everything in time as to were we in this building or in the old building in Westwood. I remember being in the old building in Westwood when Rush Limbaugh announced that he was addicted to painkillers. okay, because of some back surgery that he had had, and then he was dealing at the back door of a Denny's
yes.
down in Florida to get more of it. At this point, America, and this would have been in the early 2000s. This would have been
years
in the early 2000s
yeah.
when Limbaugh announced that he was addicted to pain medicine. At what point did they say or did they not say, this stuff is addictive. Oh my God, it's really addictive. And people like, I'm not saying Rush Limbaugh, but people like Rush Limbaugh are taking these pain medicines post-surgery
and before
they know it, they're dealing with some shady character outside the back door of a Denny's.
Yeah.
And at that point, did the government, which I've always argued is designed to protect you from me and me from you,
yeah.
did they not say, wait a minute here, let's tap the brakes a little bit. We might have a problem.
Yes. And there are assistant district U.S. attorneys in this dope sick who are crafted after the two real U.S. attorneys who went after this company, who are blocked at every turn. The FDA doesn't want to touch it. The administration doesn't want to touch it. The attorney general doesn't want to touch it.
Then what's the point?
You will not come away from watching this feeling good about the way our government works.
I can guarantee I'm going to go in not feeling good about the way the government
works. You'll just keep screaming, how did they allow this to happen? How did they allow this to happen? You'll just scream that 100 times.
576-7798.
But enjoy it. Run, don't walk.
Hey, it is a run, do not walk. Dope Sick on Hulu.
You're going to hate yourself and all of America, but you got to check this out.
It's obviously touched a nerve with the audience. We've got a full board. We'll grab some of these calls here in just a moment. Dana Ryan, I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you.
At the end of the day, we're talking about Dope Sick starring Michael Keaton.
Because
the unleashing of OxyContin, Scott, into the United States will go down as one of the biggest medical frauds in the history of the United States. And that is undisputed. And were there indictments? Yes. Were there fines? Yes.
What was the family that they've gone after?
They are horrible people. Horrible people.
There was a family that the government finally started going after
one
a couple
family.
Years ago.
And their names, Scott, are on museums. Their names were on very important medical centers, and they are the reason, the Sackler family, they are the reason the opioid crisis has hit the levels that it has. There's no denying it. What they did and how they did it, and the fraudulent use of charts that were made up and studies that were made up to try and convince pharmaceutical sales staff and doctors that this thing was safe, when in reality, it really, for most people, was not safe, was never going to be safe,
yeah.
And the FDA bought right into it.
Here's a story from NPR that ran back in September of this year, but because of there's so many other stories in the news, 24/7 news media cycle, this story probably got pushed to the back burner on a lot of newscasts, but it will drive you insane if you're ready for it. Members of the Sackler family, who are at the center of the nation's deadly opioid crisis, have won sweeping immunity from opioid lawsuits linked to their privately owned company, Purdue Pharma, and its OxyContin medication. Federal Judge Robert Drain approving a bankruptcy settlement on Wednesday, this was in late August, early September, that grants the Sacklers, quote, global peace from any liability for the opioid epidemic. Judge Drain said, and I quote, "This is a bitter result. I believe that at least some of the Sackler parties have liability for those opioid OxyContin claims. I would have expected a higher settlement."
They all knew, Scott. They all knew. And as people were dying, they all knew. And the family is still worth billions. Billions. Think right under Walmart. They're not quite Walmart. They're not quite Jeff Bezos, but they're right in the top five or six.
The Sackler family has agreed to pay $4.3 billion while also forfeiting ownership of Purdue Pharma. Mark in Overland Park. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well.
So good.
First off, Dana, I don't mean to discredit anything you said so far. That's all true. But what I want to go back into the history of this drug, and it's derived from opium.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, it was doctors who were trying to save patients from pain. Back in the 50s, patients who had cancer, people that were horribly in pain.
Horribly sick, yes.
Yes. And the early version was morphine, and then they started coming up with the hydrocodones, and I think the OxyContin was one of the last. But in the early stages, they claimed there wasn't a lot of dependence on that. But they were restricting the use of it to only to patients who were in horrible pain. In between now and then, it's just what Dana said.
Yes. And Mark, I want to be clear, the government allowed it to happen. The FDA allowed it. There were, when I say fraudulent, Scott, they just made up charts and graphs. Just complete fraud.
Who's they?
The pharmaceutical company, okay, saying this is not addictive. It's time released. It's not addictive. It was all a lie. They knew it was a lie. And this family is going to walk away with billions. There's just no justice. It's too late to put that genie back in the bottle.
Let me read one last paragraph. It's only one sentence, actually, that will drive you through the wall. The Sacklers, this is from the same story from September. The Sacklers, who admit no wrongdoing.
Yeah.
And who, by their own reckoning, earned more than $10 billion from opioid sales, will remain, despite the bankruptcy, will remain one of the wealthiest families in the world.
By the way, the latest tally on their net worth is about $11
billion. $11 billion.
After a few losses.
And part of the issue here, Scott, is the way that this was marketed. They marketed it as a safe use for things like shoulder pain and a life-changing drug for anyone with a chronic injury, which is why they went after the miners. Think of all of the coal miners who are horribly in pain every day because of the job that they do. All of those miners just got addicted.
Let me ask you something, though. I know we got to get to the news, so maybe you answer this on the other side. Maybe there is no answer. Knowing now what we didn't know then, okay, yes, about how addictive it truly is. You can get addicted after 3 days.
More addictive than morphine.
Yeah,
yes.
You can get addicted after 3 days. It takes more to get the same pain relief after a certain amount of time. Why would anyone, if they're having minor surgery or if they are, like a wisdom teeth getting pulled out or something, why would you even fill that prescription if you were given one?
I would love the answer to that from a care provider, because Scott, the doctors were duped too. The doctors were duped too. I want to be clear.
Well, the drug maker is coming to you saying it's not addictive.
It's not addictive.
We've done our research. It's not addictive.
They had charts showing that it was less than 1% addiction rate. It was all fake. It was all fraud.
I filled my hydrocodone prescription, but didn't take a single one for my wisdom teeth.
576-7798. Get to more of your calls, your comments in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Come as you are. Wrapping up our conversation about this run, Do Not Walk, that Dana has found on Hulu called Dope Sick. Starring Michael Keaton, takes place in West Virginia, Appalachia. It's about the opioid crisis that finds its roots in this country in the late 90s, early 2000 time period. And Michael Keaton is a doctor, is he not?
He is.
And
a true person.
Right. And it goes through the story about how the pharmaceutical company primarily was trying to dupe doctors. Hey, don't worry about these Oxycontins and stuff. This stuff's not addictive.
They even told their sales reps, who are making so much money, Scott, and who are, you know, incentivized through trips and some of the doctors, come to Vegas for the weekend and let us tell you more about this great drug Oxycontin, and it's not addictive and all of this stuff. And people just assumed that no one would be lying about this when, in fact, every step of the way they were knowingly.
And they were lying. They weren't mistaken.
Flat out lying.
They weren't mistaken.
They were not mistaken.
This
is fraud.
They knew what they were. You're saying in this biopic, they are basically saying these companies knew exactly what they were unleashing on the American people.
Yes.
Purdue Pharma.
Yes.
Let's go to Gil in Shawnee. Gil, hello.
Yeah, guys. Hi, I've talked to you once before. I'm the one who's graduating next May with my nurse practitioner.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
I'm a retired paramedic. I'm the one with the 5 degrees.
I remember you. Yes, I remember your call.
Okay. I'm interested in watching the show, but you're only getting part of the problem there. Is the pharmaceutical company is to blame. But what happened is what you're talking about, the pharmacies do the same thing as far as sending people to Vegas and so on for your blood thinners and for your other medication. But what happened with the opioids is back in the middle 90s to early 2000s, the government brought this problem on because they started making comments and starting pointing fingers at doctors and mid-level practitioners like PAs and NPs, that if you do not accept a patient saying that they're in pain and treating it,
yes,
then you're negligent. And so once that hit, the lawyers started coming in, and they would sue us if we didn't give pain meds. And back then, that was our answer to everything, was a pain med if we had to cover our tushies and protect ourselves, because we're being told we have to treat pain.
And Gil, because of the satisfaction surveys, and this show gets into that. You want the patient to say they're satisfied, and if they're in pain, well, now I'm not really satisfied. I feel like hell, I've just had surgery.
Right, and here's the problem. If they don't give you a 5 on your satisfaction, Medicare and Medicaid won't pay you your bill. So you eat the cost. You're not allowed to go after the patient. You're not allowed to go after anyone else. It's just like when I worked at KU. If I had a CHF patient and I gave them all the instructions not to eat salty foods and they came back within 30 days, we ate the entire cost of the care for them because the government said it was the nurse's fault for not giving them proper education when we did. We can't force people to do things. So then the narcotics came out. They said, you got to treat people or you're negligent. The lawyers started filing lawsuits. And that's when the pharmacy companies decided it was blood in the water.
Yes, Gil.
Let's run into blood.
Very well stated. And there's an NPR article about it. And the NPR article, Scott, calls it the perfect storm in America, where pain became this in vogue reality in the medical system, where this is going to be what we're going to go after. We're going to go after pain. People shouldn't be in pain. And it was this perfect storm during the time that Gil's talking about, where hospitals are under pressure to treat pain and have good patient satisfaction surveys, mm-hmm. and then enters this evil family, and I believe they are evil to the core. And again, they will walk away with billions, and they capitalized on this point in time where everyone thought, let's treat pain. Well, okay, here you go. Here's pain in a pill.
Story here from the UK Guardian from January of 2019. A member of the Sackler family, which owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma, told people gathered at the prescription opioid painkillers launch party that the event would be, quote, followed by a blizzard of prescriptions that will bury the competition. top Purdue figurehead Richard Sackler making those comments in the mid-1990s, according to court documents filed in a case brought by the Massachusetts Attorney General. In a response, Purdue Pharma accused the Attorney General of cherry-picking from millions of emails and documents to create a biased and inaccurate characterization of the company and Richard Sackler.
You know what the Sacklers did? They start blaming the addicts. Well, if you're not an addict, this isn't a problem. They're blaming the addict that they have created. They created the addiction with this medicine, and then they turn around in the same breath and they try to blame the addict. And I love the word buried. He says, we're going to bury the competition. They buried the competition and hundreds of thousands of Americans with it, Scott.
Jeremy in Kansas City. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for having me on. Love your show.
God bless you. Thank you.
And I love that you guys, yes, sir. I love that you guys brought this up tonight. It's a good opportunity to give people like me a voice in this. I was a victim of substance abuse through pain pills when I was started when I was 14 with a hurt ankle. And OxyContin played a huge role in that. 8.5 years of my life taken in prison, 19 felony convictions, all of them tied to addiction opioids. And the thing that really frustrates me is that right now you've got this family that's being they're being sued and they're having to pay out this $4 billion. A lot of states are suing right now, and they're winning, getting this big money that's going to go to helping out, building like rehab facilities and things. But all it is just another rush for the state to grab a bunch of this money while it's out there. When the people like us that lost so many years of our lives and completely crushed us are still stuck trying to put the pieces back together, and there's no help for us. You know, I mean, we just had to tighten up our boots and get to work. And fortunately, in January, I'll celebrate 5 years clean from any substance.
Good for you.
But you know, that wasn't with the help of any state or anybody. And it just really, really frustrates me that it's all still about the money for the state and not about actually helping the people that lost everything.
Well, I let me just jump in and disagree with you a little bit there, Jeremy, and congratulations on 5 years of sobriety. That is a tremendous accomplishment on your part. The states, we can hope, all right? We can hope that the states, when they get this money, will use it the right way, and that is to help those who have been afflicted, for lack of a better term, by this crisis in America. However, I applaud the states for going after companies like Purdue Pharma, because it hits them in the only place they can be hit, and that is in the pocketbook. I'm under no illusion that the Sackler family is going to be on food stamps in any near future. However, $4.3 billion is still a lot of money, even when you have $10 billion. I just pray to God that the states and people like you, Jeremy, who might have a case, will continue to push your case against this family and against that company, and basically sue them and penalize them into financial obscurity.
I said to Chris last night, one of them reportedly moved out of New York City because they started taking the Sackler name down from the Metropolitan Museum of Art, from all of these huge research institutes. People are now saying, we don't want anything to do with this family. And I said to Chris last night, I almost bet you they are more upset about losing their she charitable inner circle in high society than they are about the hundreds of thousands of deaths.
Oh, guaranteed.
That hit them somehow harder, that they are being...
that they're no longer welcome at the club.
Skewered for this. Because everyone knows someone who was prescribed this, or 3 months worth, or three different refills worth after a minor shoulder injury, who then ends up like our last caller. We all know somebody who went down that road. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or black or white. Doctors went down this road, Scott, and got hooked. And so it's easy to say, banish these people. But you're right. We are banishing them with their billions that they get to keep.
The only language they understand, Dana, is lawsuit. And until and unless we can sue them or penalize them into complete financial obscurity, will they have learned their lesson?
They sound narcissistic. As long as it's not affecting them, they don't care.
576-7798. Quick break. Do appreciate all the calls. Dope Sick is the name of the show. It is on Hulu. It stars Michael Keaton. Don't forget, if you have time, we would certainly encourage you. God knows we need the help with Coats for Kids 2021. Just go to KMBZ.com. Click on the Coats for Kids logo at the top. That takes you to a secure site. We end the campaign, Coats for Kids 2021, this Friday. And there is such a need in this town for needy children as winter approaches who do not have coats to wear to school. If you can help, KMBZ.com. Again, click on the Coats for Kids logo at the top of the page. That will take you to a secure website, and you can make your donation at KMBZ.com. And the campaign ends this Friday.
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day, and let me share with you the optimism, even though the glass looks half empty.
What have I done to you?
You've just made me a chipper and sunny person. Dana looked at me during the commercial break, Sam, and then she looked out the window, and of course, it's dark as hell outside.
Ugh.
Then she looked, yep, and she looks back at me, and she said exactly that. She goes, ugh, it's so dark, I hate this, and my daughter Sarah said the same thing to me last night when we were driving home from sporting. Oh, still mourning over that loss. We're driving home and Sarah's like, I can't believe the sun's going down. It's only 4:50, blah, blah, blah. And I said to her what I said to Dana during the break, just get to December 21st. It's the winter solstice.
21st.
The darkest day.
Most evil day of the year.
The darkest day of the year. And then if you can get past December 21st, and you can, every day after that just gets a little bit brighter, and the sun stays up just a little bit longer. Now, granted, it's only a matter of seconds, but every day, every
day. It's
better
than the day before.
Every day, those seconds are compounded with the seconds that come after that, and after that, and next thing you know.
Right, it's like interest.
And the next thing you know, it's April, and everything's get back to normal.
You know what I just heard?
What?
It's going to get worse for 23 more days.
Right. Well, if
Sam,
that's what
that's
you heard.
That's because your glass is half empty.
That's right. That's right.
I hate it, man. I hate it.
It's not good.
Everybody does, dude. We could do 4 hours a day for the next month about how everybody hates that the sun is down at 5:54 at night. It's awful. It sucks. I get it. But I will not let the two of you anchors bring me down.
All right. Speaking of December and Christmas, and happy Hanukkah, by the way, to all who celebrate.
Amen.
This was on Twitter just now, and it made me smile, and I showed it to Scott, and I think it will make you smile. They dug out the user Retro News Now, a 1972 Sears wish book. Remember the Sears catalog? Oh, I love the Sears catalog. And the toy section? They dug this out. 1972, the Fisher-Price Play Family Action Garage. Remember the little people?
Mm-hmm.
As my pediatrician friend calls them, trachea blockers? We all played this as a kid. And there is this garage, and I'm going to tell you how much it went for in 1972. This is the little people garage, you guys, with the parking spaces. It had an elevator, and you could crank the elevator, and when it went all the way to the top, it would go ding, ding, and then the cars would zoom around.
Come down the little ramp.
Yes, down the little ramp. The Family Play Action Garage, a big, bustling parking center and service station, went for, in 1972, $9.74. With four cars, three hand crank handles, and a child to make them go, one handle lifts a car in the elevator as the bell rings and the gate lowers. Cars can zoom down the steep off-ramp or stop at the gas pump for a quick fill-up. Hoses removable. Four Play Family drivers included. Plastic and hardboard. 974, ages 2 to 8.
Thank you, Dana.
I miss my childhood.
We know. By the way, update on your favorite football team from California, the Deaf School.
Yes.
They played in the championship over the weekend.
I missed it.
Mm-hmm, they did. And they lost.
No, yep. They were undefeated.
They were. They did lose over the weekend.
Oh.
I saw the story on CNN this morning. They did a big profile on the team, and it was very inspiring. But anyway, they lost in the championship over the weekend. They were devastated. You know, they showed some of the kids with tears at the end of the game. But the coach was I was going to say talking. It was signing to them after the game. Yes. And they had a translator there so that people on TV could understand what he was signing. And he was fantastic. He told the kids how proud he was.
Yes.
That, you know, they have built the foundation for next year's team. By the way, this team from the deaf school in California that used to be a laughingstock and was now playing for the state title.
Yeah, they never won a single game.
Playing for the state title. Yep. They only had two seniors on this team. Two.
Wow.
So most of the team is coming back next season. Speaking of which, I would be remiss if I didn't mention congratulations to Mill Valley High School.
Oh, yes.
And St. James, both winning their state football championships over the
as
weekend.
As well as Blue Valley Northwest, I believe.
I think you might be right. Anyway, so there is your update on your favorite school out in California.
Yep, they have TV producers, movie producers reaching out to them as we speak. They have gone from laughingstock to the darlings of high school football.
It was an unbelievably inspiring story. If you get a chance, go to CNN.com and you can watch that story later on tonight. Don't forget Coats for Kids 2021. We're wrapping it up this Friday. If you can donate, because we're only taking donations this year for obvious reasons, just go to KMBZ.com. Every penny is used to buy new coats for needy children here in Kansas City. Click on the Coats for Kids logo. It'll take you to a secure site where you can make your donation. That's at KMBZ.com. We got to go. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, he's the finest man in all of America, Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. Well, you got your reasons, and you've got your lies,
and you've got your manipulations. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.